Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Build Your Network episode. Today is Friday. That means it's time for a BYN breakdown episode. And we're going to get
BYN breakdown. I feel okay. Like we need a sound effect for that.
We don't have one yet. So,
does that work?
So anyway, we're sitting here. We're kind of going to really just hyper focus in on a topic. We're going to get super, super
granular.
Yeah. Super granular.
Specific.
Just
we're just talking about one thing.
We're going to really zero in, hone in, maybe even niche down.
You could say
a specific topic.
You could say niche
and
down.
And talk about one of my biggest personal pet peeves that I have. But before we do that, what's your biggest pet peeve? Because I know you've got your own.
Like biggest pet peeve in general, like in the world?
Sure. But what's your biggest podcasting pet peeve?
All right. So biggest pet peeve in general would be when people say sherbert instead of sherbit. They just add an extra R in there. It drives me absolutely crazy.
I don't even know what I say, but now I'll never know.
Sherbet. Sherbet. Everybody says sherbet.
That's stupid sounding though. But the rainbow sherbet at Rite Aid is the bomb.
That is true.
But I haven't had that since I was a child.
It's Thrifty's. It's not Rite Aid ice cream. It's Thrifty's ice cream.
Okay, what's your
talking about by the scoop?
Yeah.
Like the little
when they go the little old lady.
Yeah, that's
she Thrifty's. Like handles the money, then handles
that's
the ice
Thrifty's
cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah. No, it's not sanitary. All right.
But it's only like, it used to be like
pre-COVID,
a dollar a scoop.
You would just go to the store and some exposed can of ice cream would get scooped out of.
But so when it comes to
podcasting.
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve when it comes to podcasting probably would be the equipment thing, because I just see people blow thousands of dollars on equipment and then talk crap about how podcasting doesn't work. And it's like, well, I mean, you should have spent that on marketing your show and getting listeners first instead of spending it all on equipment. Now, if you're like an audiophile and you just really enjoy crisp audio, then like, and that's your thing, go for it, do your thing. But I'm saying like, you don't need it all.
Yeah, no, it's when you buy the, like, I bought $1,000 board. It sounds so good. And it honestly, like, and I'm not an audiophile. I know it's weird because I'm a podcaster, but like, I can't tell the difference on most, like if you played like someone's like mic that's like 500 versus someone's mic that's 1,000, I can't even tell the difference, but someone's cringing listening.
Once you get to a certain quality, to me, it sounds like really similar. Like you'd have to have amazing speakers to tell
exactly.
The difference.
No, especially coming through a podcast. Like when I'm listening on my iPhone, I cannot tell that you're on a SM7B. You know,
exactly.
I'm sorry. But,
sorry for those people out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so what's your biggest?
Yeah. My biggest pet peeve is what I was just referencing in the beginning, which is when people don't niche down. Now, there's somebody, I'm not even going to name him, the biggest podcaster in the world. We always say you're not that podcaster.
Yeah.
But I just, there's so many shows like that. So many people listen to shows like the one that we're not even going to name again, because he's got plenty of advertising on his own. You know, people listen to, you know, shows like, you know, The Fighter and the Kid, or like all these shows that are like a couple comedians get together and drink beer or, you know, smoke pot, and like they just riff.
Right.
And they want to do that because that's what they do on the reason those podcasts appeal to us is because that's what we do in our backyard.
Right.
You know, with
and
our
the
friends.
Thought of getting paid for that instead of like going to the job that you hate is obviously way better.
And it is better. Like if you can do that. But the reality is you don't have
you're not
background.
The guy that we're talking about. Yeah. Whose name rhymes with Schmo Nogan.
Yeah.
you're not him.
Yeah.
You gotta do something different. And by the way, this is not to say that like if you just really enjoy doing that podcast because it makes you and your buddies get together once a week and drink a beer and talk about whatever, then please do that. Like, you know, I'm not trying to get every single person to view this as a vehicle to make money and do it full time like I am. But I'm saying that if that is your goal, like if you do want the freedom and lifestyle that like being a full-time podcaster brings you, then you're not going to be able to do it that way unless you have an existing audience somewhere, or you have like a super interesting, like if you look at somebody like David Goggins or Jay Shetty, like these guys came out of nowhere and built followings of millions of people in a couple of years. But it's because David Goggins has the craziest life story of being like the, like just craziest dude in the world. You know what I mean? Like Navy SEAL and Delta Force and, you know, dozens of ultra marathons. He ran 240 miles the other day in a single race and won second place in that race. Yeah. Like the dude's just insane. So like, he's going to be able to find an audience and be able to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. But like, if you're just sitting there with your buddies and talking about whatever you want to talk about, everything under the sun with a beer, like that might be fun, but you're not going to gain an audience, and you shouldn't be upset when you're like, oh man, why does nobody want to sponsor our show? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think, and this doesn't even just apply to like riffing in like just a jokey way where like your inside jokes don't communicate. This also applies to people who start business podcasts and they're like, oh, I'll talk business principles. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a hugely crowded space. I mean, I would say business podcasts are just guessing. I'm saying that's probably the maybe top three categories.
Yeah, I think it's actually top five. Yeah.
Spirituality is number one, I believe.
Yeah. Religious spirituality. I think comedy's up there, but yeah, business I think is a top five category.
But I mean, the reality is like people get on and say like, you know, you gave the example, you know, recently, like doing a business podcast and like thinking about doing a sales one. I think you would have had enough experience to like credibly talk
some clout,
about
sales. In sales. Yeah.
But even then, if you would have done a show about sales, you would have been in another sales podcast. Right. So
I'd be competing with the Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
Type like level sales trainers, the Brian Tracy's,
which are on a whole nother level.
Like, wow. Like I'm like, why would I come in and try to compete with those guys when I could just carve my own niche? And that's kind of what we're talking about in this episode, is like niching down and finding what your blue ocean is. And for those of you who are not familiar with what the blue ocean strategy is, it's basically talking, it uses the metaphor of sharks in an ocean, and the first shark that comes across, you know, a seal and takes the first bite, the ocean was blue around that, but then it starts slowly becoming a little bit red. And when that first blood is drawn, sharks from all over, I mean, I don't even know the range, but sharks can smell blood in the water for like miles. It's a crazy number. I forget the number, but so when a shark smells that blood, they start turning in that direction. And then before you know it, there's another shark and they take another bite, and the ocean gets a little bit more red. And by the time there's this whole mess of sharks in there just going at this one kill, then the water is super red and bloodied. And by the time your little shark butt gets over there, there's no more food
sharks
left.
Sharks have butts? Yeah. I don't think sharks have
probably
butts.
Probably not.
But anyway,
I mean,
I'm
no shark expert,
point.
Not a marine biologist. But yeah, it just, by the time you get over there, there's no more meat on the bone. There's nothing left to eat. So that's the similar metaphor for what we're talking about when it comes to niching down. It's like, I like using the term blue ocean better than I like using the term niche, because I think niche implies that you have to do something crazy granular, like talk about, you know, underwater basket weaving or something like that. Or you got to talk to dentists that live within a 3-mile radius of Rockford, Illinois in order to be relevant. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying you got to find your blue ocean. You got to find where the water isn't bloodied yet. You got to go talk about the thing that you're good at talking about. And that's what I came up with networking. Like, I wasn't even a networker. I'd never been to a networking event before at the time. I just knew that it was a topic that was completely blue ocean and that I could kind of come in and own. And it was something that I wanted to get better at. So I didn't frame myself as the expert in that area. I just went and interviewed a bunch of people who are really good at it and asked them a bunch of questions. And then through that knowledge that I gained, and then through branding myself in that niche, that's kind of how we carved out that world. So now when we get to like reach out to a guest, we're not saying like, hey, come on our random business podcast. You know what I mean? We're able to say like, come on the top show in all of iTunes. It talks about relationship building and networking specifically, because that, to my knowledge, is the truth. It's 100% the truth, because we carved out our own blue ocean to own. And so that's just so much more powerful than it is to just be another one of this total huge group of people that are going after this one thing. So, and by the way, a lot of times, sometimes that niching down thing could, this is why I like blue ocean better than niching, because, you know, sometimes when you niche down, you kind of want to niche up and do multiple things at once, which by itself becomes a niche. Like if you want to do a sports podcast, you know, there's so many of those that exist, right? Because every dude, like I said, every dude in a sports jersey on Sunday wants to sit down and talk with their buddies and make money off of it. And that's what everybody's doing. But if you did maybe a sports podcast, you combined it with, you know, sports from a religious perspective or a spirituality perspective, where you pull out truths and apply it to people, and people who are both spiritual and like watching sports, they would listen to your show instead. Like, that gives you an edge on these other people. And yes, you're cutting out a ton of people when you do that, but that's exactly the point, is you're pushing away all the people who don't resonate with your message, and you're pulling in all the people who do resonate with your message. And that's how you can start growing an audience. And by the way, that's how it's going to be way more attractive for sponsors. And like, that's how you're going to be able to monetize better, because you're bringing in one type of like client avatar. You're bringing in one type of listener. And if I'm a marketer, if I'm like a marketing associate at a large company that's looking to buy ad space on podcasts, then I'm way more interested in buying ad space on smaller, more niche podcasts that has my exact ideal person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the one person that we're trying to reach with our marketing message. If you have an audience full of that one person, but it's only 10,000 downloads a month, I'd way rather pay to get in front of that audience with your show than pay to get on somebody's show who has 1 million downloads a month and has a super generalized audience with men and women ages 18 to 65. In every part of the world. Like, if you have a show like that, the marketing messages can't be as specific. Right. So people are way more likely to sponsor these like more micro niche type content that actually have built a blue ocean, because they have that person that that marketing department's looking for. And it's a way smarter use of their budget to market, because they only want to get in front of that one person. So if they bought ad space on that 1 million download a month show, that super generalized audience, they'd be wasting a ton of money, because their message is falling on the ears of a bunch of people who are not their ideal client. You know what I mean? So like, everything that you do is going to be easier if you just find that blue ocean and stick to it.
Right. No, and I think that's something that we've gone over quite a bit in our trainings. And I know that in the free training we're doing right now, which we can drop a link to in the description, that's one thing that we really just push super hard on, is like, number one, like, what type of podcaster are you? Like what is the thing you should be niching down and focusing on or finding your blue ocean about? And how do you present that message in a compelling way? And so if you guys want to find out more about what we just talked about, head to the description of this podcast, to the show notes, and check out podcastprofitcourse.com. And we dive a little bit deeper into this subject. We really niche down and focus in on this specific topic. So
that's true. That is true. Podcastprofitcourse.com. Head over there. It's totally free web class, guys. We do live. And so we answer a ton of questions on there and just kind of help you find your niche, help you find your place in the podcasting world if that's something that you're trying to do. So we'll see you over there. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.